The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to Wednesday Hump Day. Here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Today, the 16th of July, 7:05 in the morning. Of course, the news at the top of the hour is always brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. We've got 3 days in a row of Dave. I love it. Hey,
you
David,
know,
how are
when you
this
have
morning?
Somebody that, Dave, just to, I'm interrupting.
Talking. Yeah, you were.
That's fine.
Yeah, it's okay.
Because I've got my back to Dave and my face to you. Is that, you know, it's really nice when you have somebody who is super conscientious, kind, considerate, good to everybody.
Like a golden retriever.
And an overall, just like.
We have the golden retriever of producers.
I can do that.
Looks at us, but just looks up at us and looks at us and.
No.
Yes.
You know when somebody
the
really.
Great guy.
When somebody scores high in my book is when your dog poops in the studio and they go, I got it. That was like a one-time deal, but you know. So Dave. Thank you so much. You know, we're just really blessed to have great people around us.
Glad
really.
To be here.
The one time Very he gets glad. To talk and you take
All right.
this whole segment.
So what
segment.
Time of the day is it? What day of the week? Sorry.
Oh, today's national day is, some people are not going to like this, it's National AI Day.
Oh, I got some stuff to talk about that.
Oh, by the way, did I tell you that some guy came in here and said they've got AI for, you know, for producers that can do the job and anyway. No, I'm just, no, you know what, AI can't,
oh, yeah.
AI can't do your job.
Maybe I'm AI.
AI can
Maybe
do,
you're
you know what, AI could do my job, but I don't know if it could do your job because, you know, because they have AI, radio shows.
I bet you anything.
Because it can answer questions.
You
and,
can program and yeah. have, that's the scary part, but what AI will never have is a heartbeat.
Yep.
And
personality.
That, and you can make music, computerized music, but it's different
it's
than the
different.
Heartbeat.
Yeah. Authenticity is now niche with the AI world.
Okay. All right. Well, anything else that you would like to add, David?
No, that was it.
Okay. Geez, let's do the weather here. Well, we got a couple updates on the fire, but let's go do the date weather first. 98, that's about not bad. Sunny and hot with a high near, again, 98, clear overnight lows of 66. And when they say clear skies, it means there's no rain, but we still are dealing with some smoke. 97 tomorrow, Friday calls for 98. As we progress through Saturday and Sunday, we're still under triple digits, which is fabulous. Saturday, 99, overnight lows of 69, and Sunday also calls for 99, which is a wonderful under triple digit for the rest of the week. The weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane in Anderson, locally owned and operated. Again, a heartbeat with the three generations. Corporate has come in. They want to buy them. They're like, no, we are going to stay in our community, with our community, for our community. And I love that because, you know, it's easy to be able to, I'm sure, just step out. So appreciate the Shasta Gas Propane, and this is what we love about our local businesses. I had several conversations yesterday with people who own businesses and kind of where we are in retail and food, prices going up, people kind of afraid to not really know where we're going and where their pocketbook, how their pocketbook's going to stretch. So it's very interesting times, but we stick together as a community. We do. Green fire, 9% contained. Summit fire is 58% contained. And the Butler fire, zero containment, once again burned 9,193 acres. That's the Butler fire. The Summit fire charred 700 acres in the Marble Mountain Wilderness. And that's where we were going to go. Where were we going to go to the Marble Mountains when we first were going with the Backcountry Horsemen? That's where they were going to take us. And because of the fires, we ended up going to Trinity. But we had originally talked about the Marble Mountains.
No, Warner Mountains.
Oh, okay. Well, where's the Marble Mountains coming? The Green Fire near Shasta Lake has burned 15,437 acres. So if you've been thinking about, you know, why so much smoke? This is why. I'm going out to Palisadro yesterday. I could see it. It wasn't as thick as it was the day before, but, you know, just really think about what happens with critters and all of the wildfires and what that means for your health. I know I got an email saying that the YMCA pool, now I don't know if that's gone back into.
No, I saw it yesterday.
Pool's closed.
Yeah, the pool's closed because of hazard of the air quality.
Right.
Yep. Hey, I've got something else that's important too.
Okay.
You missed one, Dave. You really missed one. This is, and I cannot figure
corn
out
fritters?
How you missed it. Huh?
Corn fritters?
No.
Oh.
Today is National Hot Dog Day.
Uh-oh.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm going to tell you where you can get
not
only free and bargain hot
really?
Dogs today. Today is National Hot Dog Day. It's the time between Memorial Day and Labor Day is considered hot dog season, according to the National Hot Dog and Sausage Council. Consumers buy about 38% of the year's hot dogs during this time, amassing sales of $1.16 billion. During the pandemic, the council designated the third Wednesday in July, also known as National Hot Dog Month. I see the whole month is Hot Dog Month, as a day to celebrate the American classic. Americans consume about 7 billion hot dogs during hot dog season, or about 818 hot dogs every second. And that's not Joey Chestnut. I mean, because he shoves down 70 of them at a time. Now, who's got them? 7-Eleven, Circle K? You could be, if you're members of the 7 Rewards and Speedy Rewards loyalty program, you get a Big Bite hot dog for $2. Circle K, you can get two roller grill hot dogs.
Oh boy.
For $1 in the Circle K app. Now, how long have they been on the old
roller?
Roller
dog.
Yeah. We don't have any of these next bunch of them. We don't have that one either. Sonic Drive-In. Sonic, I'm getting to that.
Okay. I jumped ahead of
it. Yes, you did. The rest of the month you can get bargains for National Hot Dog Month and Sonic through the Sonic app. $1 corn dog, $2 All-American dog, or $3 footlong. And then let's just get the Wiener Schnitzel. That's, you know. You can get four chili dogs for $4. Four chili dogs for $4. Now, those are just the original chili dogs. No substitutions. Cheese and tax extra.
All right. So I want
offer good and participate. Offer good at participating locations. Wonder if it does. I'm going to run down there right after the show. And see if they're
the post office.
No, it's the Wiener Schnitzel, the place right down
here. Yeah, but the post office guy closed up his business, right? Post office guy that used to sell on the streets.
Oh, there it is.
Yeah,
okay.
I think he probably sold. He was selling his truck, which was, you know. Right. And Linda would not let me buy it. I said, "Honey, I can finish here at the station and get a big wide hat and have my hot dog truck and." I could take it around to events and things. I could take it out to the veterans' home. And
out
at the clinic out there.
I did not encourage you.
No, you didn't. You would not let me have a pool cleaning service or the hot dog truck.
That's not true. Do whatever your heart tells you to do.
That, you know what? Yeah, that's right. Why don't you tell the truth? Tell the truth, Linda.
I am telling the truth.
You did. You were supportive of me for the hot dog truck.
Somebody wants to do something bad enough. I believe this. You just sit down with that person that you're in your family and say, this is really important to me. I really want to do this. You know, they're going to say, if it's really that important to you, you'll find a way and we support you. Period. Not just some flimsy fly by night. I got to wake up. I'm going to do a hot dog. That's different. kind of like how we did the radio. Came over here. We're gonna do the radio. Yeah,
like
we're gonna
we did
put
radio stations.
Life on hold. We're gonna give it all. Anyway,
let's take all of our money and start a radio station 16 years ago. December.
And you know what's really cool? I drove up today, and there was a guy that was pulling a truck. Pulling a trailer that said gather, and I looked at him and he looked familiar, but I said, what is this for? He said, well, my wife owns this trailer and there's a new bar.
FOMO.
It's right here. And I said, oh my God. Well, his name is Matt. He's been on the show before. He said, I've been on the show with you and your husband. And so I said, FOMO's right here. I said, I can't even believe I don't know what's going on.
You're talking about the bar around the corner up in the.
That's why I make a walk there.
Up to. Yes. It's on the second floor.
He said his wife owns it. And, a nice guy. So anyway, speaking of, you know, people are doing things locally and expanding and doing, you know, getting ready for the first Friday, you know, and special events and so on and so forth. So speaking of which, in the next segment,
we're going to talk about how Reading is becoming a nanny city.
Oh.
Nanny city. Here's Reading.
Oh, man.
Yep.
I didn't know about that.
Oh, yeah. It has twinged me. It has twinged me a little bit. And I have no idea what you just wrote there. So we're going to take a quick break, and we will be right back.
I'm Jack Potter Jr., Tribal Chairman for Reading Rancheria. We've proudly partnered with the Reading Rodeo Association for Native American Appreciation Night. As you know, our roots and hearts are here in this community and are proud of this partnership. From grants to help local businesses and government, to making health care available to so many, to our own community events like the Stillwater Powwow that happens right here on this same land. Reading Rancheria is proud to play our part.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Redding Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Redding Bike Park. We just want to thank the Redding Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the Free Fire Radio studios. Right down here on Market Street, streaming live at KCNR1460.com, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Good morning, everybody. 7:20 in the morning, 68 degrees. On the 16th is National Hot Dog Day today. So it's something to look forward to as I wander around
and
the town.
And you do love your hot dogs. You have a weekly hot dog.
I do. I can't help
it. I won't tell you what's in it.
Well, you don't have to.
Okay.
You don't have to. Let me see what my first story comes in.
You were talking about the nanny state. What's going on? You were talking about tobacco laws or something. I don't know what's happening that you read that's got your...
Okay. Redding City Council approves tobacco retail ordinance. Now, I was just in there one time. I don't go to many city hall meetings Board of Supervisors meeting because, frankly, Board of Supervisors last way too long and I actually have a business. But this ordinance that they passed 4-1 aims to regulate the sale of tobacco products within the city. The ordinance requires all tobacco retailers, including gas stations, to pay an annual fee of $1,176.63. In addition to the existing $265 state mandated fee, and it's going to fund a full-time neighborhood preservation officer. I had to go back and read that again. And a half-time administrative assistant to manage the tobacco retail license program. Allows for enforcement, inspections, and education to all tobacco retailers and prohibits the sale of flavored tobacco products and also restricts sales to individuals under the age of 21. That's already a law. It's already the law. And yet, we have to pass another ordinance on top of that, saying the same thing. This is ridiculous. I'm getting this out of Channel 7, so they may have gotten this totally wrong. However, here's the thing. When I was sitting in there and I listened to the tobacco lady or the enforcement lady, the problem is vaping. It's not cigarettes. It's vaping. These vape shops pop up everywhere. And they hit them, and they're selling illegally to minors. They're putting marijuana in it. I mean, there's all types of things, right? Flavored. So then they give them a fine, and they shut down. These vape shops shut down, and then they open up someplace else. It's not your tobacco retailers that are doing this, like Tobacco and Brew. Tobacco and Brew has got really strict. Well, you know, they go by the ordinance. They don't sell to kids. They don't sell the flavor. They don't do that stuff.
They're
being fined.
Yeah.
Well, you can call it a fine because it's fee.
Yeah.
And what's it for? And this is what Tanessa Audette's been saying. And I thoroughly agree with her on this. You know, you want to go after, then do it to the vape shops, if that's what you want to hit. Mike Littow said, okay, here's what it is. My concern with this, again, is that we aren't focusing on the vape shops. I do want to limit the amount where they can be, so they can't be so close to each other, and in a certain amount they could just, you know, that we actually just have in the city, and we would cap that. Some of the things, but that's not in there. Well, Littow says, I would welcome stricter enforcement in the future to come back and to... come back with more ideas because, again, this is not the perfect scenario, but we need to pass this today and come back in the future and consider more options. How about this? How about getting off the public's back? How about getting off small businesses' back, city council? It's against the law to sell flavored vape to minors, to anybody. It's against the law to sell anything like that to minors. There it is. There's the law. So instead, let's just put another fee on our local businesses. And this is, we're just, if all, you know, if there's so many things that come through that are just stupid. I don't understand, if the tobacco shops are not the problem, why are we telling them they're levied a fee on them? And we're saying the vape shops are the problem, and that's what they said in this report. Why aren't we going after vape shops? And what is the big thing about flavored tobacco anyway? I mean, if an adult wants to buy flavored tobacco, why can't they get a, you know, the menthol or whatever, cinnamon flavored cigarettes? Why can't they do that? Why can't an adult be treated like an adult? Oh, it's for the kids. Well, then hammer the little kids or the shops that are selling it to them. I'm not talking about, oh, here's a $500 fine. No, you get caught, we're going to hit you with a $5,000 fine. There you go. Because they go out and they send out these things.
Well,
you know, and if you get hit two or three times in a year, we shut you down.
We have watched.
Put it back on the, you know, let adults be adults.
We've watched Tobacco and Brew since we have been in Reading. So when you came here in 2007, they've been sponsors of us.
I have never even talked to, I've never even talked to Shelley about
well,
this.
Well, Shelley, and through the years, you know, talks about this tax is being imposed, this tax is being imposed, and it's changed the game. I will tell you that when you go into Tobacco and Brew, and we have through, you know, with the cigars and so on and so forth.
Many times.
Some of the same people from 15, 16 years ago
are still
with her. It's a very loyal, they are hardworking, they're always on top of who comes in. That's where we try to go buy our if we're going to buy a lottery ticket, we try to go there.
You know what I'm going to do?
What are you going to do?
I'm going to have Wonderland signs make me five little flags.
Okay.
10 by 12 inches. They're going to be red. They're going to have like a white handle, whippy handle on them, okay? On the flag, it's going to have BS printed on it. So every time you hear something like this, the council members, one or two or five of them, ought to raise these flags and wave the BS flag. And say, this is BS. I'm going to give one to Tanessa. I'm going to give one to every one of them. Say, here's your BS flag. When you hear it, wave it. Because everybody out here knows it's BS. And there's people, oh no, the tobacco, the vaping is horrible. Okay, it's horrible. Then hammer the shops that do it. Don't make these rules on the backs of small businesses that are not the problem. That's all I'm saying. Nanny state. Why can't I, if I wanted to, buy a can of flavored Rogue? Why can't I do that? I can't. You cannot do it. Because it's against the law, because kids could get it. Well, kids aren't supposed to get it. It's against the law. Why can't I have it? Why do I have to drive down to Rolling Hills to buy it at the casino? Because they're a free nation. They can sell anything they want. And trust me, I bet they do, but they sell a lot of it. But this, it goes back to, if you're an adult, you should be able to do adult things. In the state, the nanny system should not keep you from having to, being able to do adult things. I should be able to own a gun. I should be able to buy two guns a month if that's what I want. I'm a law-abiding citizen. I have fought for this country. I should be able to buy those guns. I should not have to pay $5 for a background check for ammo that you already have. These are things that the state of California just keeps adding on and on, and this, now it's the city of Reading. I expect more from you than that, guys.
All right.
Well, and on that note.
Okay, got something in your craw? That's what you.
That was stuck in my craw.
Now coming up, we've got some veterans.
The Korean veterans are coming in here. They've got a bunch of things that are happening. So we're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Four Winds Jewelry. They don't sell bait products. They sell wonderful jewelry. They're the only full-service jewelry store in town. They have watch repairmen, stone cutters, jewelry designers, and a super selection of jewelry at very fair prices.
That's right.
You name it, it's there. And it's one of, you know, I would never go anywhere else to buy jewelry than Four Winds Jewelry. Locally owned, locally operated, been here 30 years, located at 2225 Hilltop Drive. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. And we'll be right back with Dick and Frankie.
Hi, this is Sue McClain from the Sue McClain News Hour on KCNR. And I want to tell you about Kevin Wall Allstate Insurance at 2861 Churn Creek Road, Sweeby. A few years ago, my daughter's car was stolen, and my first thought was, where do I begin? Well, my first call, Kevin Wall Allstate Insurance at 530-222-2306. They walked me through the process and made it so much easier. So if you're looking for insurance for your auto, home, life, or business, call Kevin Wall Allstate Insurance at 530-222-2306.
This season, Hunter Roofing is stepping up to the plate. As proud sponsors of Colt 45's baseball, we're cheering on every home run and keeping your home protected. From storm repairs to full replacements, trust the pros who bring quality to every job. Hunter Roofing, where quality meets the sky. Support local, keep your home in winning shape, and root for the Colt 45s. Visit hunterroofing.org today.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best health care partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call of above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Summer travel is here, and it can be tough on a vehicle. Whether it's dust or dirt, pollution, or road grime, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. They offer car wash packages starting at $11. Quick and Clean's gentle, automated pull-through wash includes a hand scrub pre-clean and a personal towel dry exit. Save money, save water at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Hey, Reading, save big on Black Bear Diner's new basket bundles. Get your paws on a choice of sandwich, side, and drink for only $11. A great meal at a great price. Basket bundles, now available at Black Bear Diner. Be sure to stop by for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Black Bear Diner just added 4 brand new and 4 returning classics to the menu. Black Bear Diner, 2205 Hilltop Drive. Get big value and so many choices at Black Bear Diner.
Black Bear Diner.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
But he still believes the American dream. His last breath held.
Well, maybe they can.
Good morning and welcome to our Wednesday edition here on Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott. This is KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, also streaming at KCNR1460.com. You know, and many times with making the choice to live in Reading, I had these conversations with strangers actually in the last two or three days about, you know, where they've lived here and they've lived there. And you start talking with people and like, you know, how blessed we feel to live in Reading because we have the accessibility to, you know, be close if we wanted to go to the city or go to the mountains or, you know, go to ski or whatever it is. We're just, and, in a great location, plus we have a great community. And so with us this morning, Carl, we have to be introduced to our Korean War veteran and Frank Rose, and of course we have Richard Dick, Wilkinson.
Dick Wilkinson.
Do you go by Richard, or you've got Richard on your thing, but do you go by Dick or Richard? Your wife calls you Richard when she's mad.
She doesn't call me Richard or call me Dick. She just calls, hey, you.
Hey, you. Well, thanks for being on the show today. And sometimes I forget about this, that, you know, you're the age of my father and a Korean War vet. And here you are just absolutely, like my dad, just strong and with it. And you guys have, when we talk about that name, what's important about that name is that you think about that house that is so famous.
The Big Red Barn.
The Big Red Barn.
Off of South Bonneville.
And that you do the lights for Christmas and also Halloween coming up.
We do Halloween big time.
And so do you have like 10 or 15 people to help you, or do you start now?
No, I start by myself, and my daughter Linda and her husband live in Reno. They come over. My daughter comes up quite a bit. And for the last 5 or 6 years, my son-in-law has taking a week's vacation. He's a tall guy, and he does a lot of stuff that I have to use a ladder for.
Right.
And he helps me, stays with us, and helps for a week. And then my son comes over. He lives in Sparks, Nevada, 2 or 3 days. He does this stuff on the roof.
Okay.
I have lights on the roof, and I get up on the roof, but I don't go near the edge because if I fell off, it'd be the end of me. So.
Yeah, you don't want to deal with that.
Well,
so,
if anybody fell off the roof, it's not good.
No. So, have you? Can you give us a count of how many lights you have?
No.
No.
People ask me that, and I said I'm looking for a volunteer. And if you call her in the morning, I'll give you a clipboard, and you can start.
I like that.
I don't know.
I like that. Well,
just the lights on the roof. We have approximately 50 strings of 100, so 5,000 lights on the roof and the house and garage.
Wow.
On the roof. But I have no idea. And I'm about 95% incandescent. I have not switched to LEDs. And LEDs are super bright, and I've had this stuff for such a long time. To switch over cost me lots of money.
Right.
So I have a few LEDs, but most all of it is incandescent.
I just keep fixing it.
My Ranger on the roof are probably, they're probably about 25 years old or so. We've been living there for 35 years in that house.
Oh man.
Yeah.
So if you're just tuning in, our Korean War veterans, from Chapter 1, Commander Richard Wilkinson, or Dick Wilkinson as they will, and of course we have Frank Rose here, is also a Korean War veteran. And so Carl, I love the fact that Frank comes in and tries to book these out with Carl. And today you're here to talk about?
Well, the Korean War veterans, we had the name changed a couple of years ago because we're losing so many of them. We're all in our 90s now, and they're going fast. And in 2024, we lost 5. But anyway, they changed the name to Korean Veterans, and we accept anybody. We'd like to join us, whoever served in Korea. And we have a couple of younger ones now, but most all of us are, you know, in our 90s. And we have our secretary, Anna Peterson. She was commander for a couple of years until about 2 years ago. She wanted to trade with me, and she, I was the secretary, so we switched. I become the commander, and she's secretary. But she, right now, she's at Quartz Hill, that recovery center.
Right, right, right.
She's not doing well at all. And night before last, or 2 days ago, her son Rick called me up and wanted to know if I knew a preacher who could come there. Well, I have a flying buddy. I'm an aircraft owner too, and I have a friend who has a Cessna Cardinal like I do, but he's a preacher also. His name is Mike Steiner, and I called him up, and he said, "Well, he's just getting through work and all. He could take a shower and come down." He met me at 6:15 at that, and he was there, and her son Rick, who lives with her, and then she has a son and a daughter who. The daughter lives in Washington. The son lives in Florida. They were out there too. Anyway, he said a few prayers for us all. And if anybody knows Anna, please say a few prayers for her. She's struggling right now, and at that center. If you like to go see her, she's kind of half coherent some of the time, you know.
So, oh, okay. That's
her
too
name
bad.
Is Anna Peterson.
Anna Peterson. Okay.
Yeah, she's been with us quite a few years.
All right. So you want to get the word out for some fundraisers that you've got coming up, and what are the fundraisers for?
Well, the big fundraiser that we do is coming up in August is the dictionary project for the six schools that we donate the dictionaries to the students of the third grade. And over the 6 years that we've been donating those dictionaries, we've done over 1,500 students of given them a dictionary. And so we do that starting after August, after I get the inbound from all the schools, how many are enrolling. And then after that, we start the project. We order the dictionaries, and then we start to go out and do pop-ups at the Sportsman Warehouse and collect money for our project.
For the dictionaries.
That's
well,
the big one we do.
When you're sharing that with our listeners, I think, in third grade, I'm not really sure. I know that they're doing iPads, but I think there's something good about doing a paper, a good old-fashioned dictionary, right? That's what you're talking about, a book.
Yes.
That's a dictionary.
Yeah.
So third graders going to have, they're not going to be able to afford
like
to give everybody iPads.
Right, right.
It's like a small encyclopedia to it.
Right.
It has a lot of other things.
Oh, yeah,
in
it's got stuff about the Constitution.
It's got something about every state of the union, tells where the name comes from, how many people, all that. And also, there's a biography of every president.
Okay.
Yeah.
And is there a name of where you go? Do you have a specific dictionary that you give?
Yeah. It's called the Dictionary Project.
Okay.
The Dictionary Project.
All right.
Okay, so when is that going to start, the fundraising?
We haven't decided yet.
Oh, okay.
It's undecided.
All right.
But maybe later this year. I don't want it to be in November, because in November I'm decorating the
house. Right, right, right. So it's going
to
be August.
It takes a month to decorate the house, a whole month of December. As soon as I put Halloween away, we start. But I can speak
I'm
about
seeing Halloween. I'm seeing Halloween already stuff. They're selling stuff in stores for Halloween. Saw it the other day. That's scary. Already. Halloween. It's July.
So it's the Dictionary Project, and you've done over 1,500 students. You've given to over 1,500 students in third grade. That's fantastic.
Okay, so what else do we
but
have?
But anyway, this coming Saturday is our meeting. We have on the third Saturday every month, we have a meeting at Korean Veterans Association.
Okay.
At the Country Waffle. And the meeting starts at 12, so we should get there by 4:11 if you want to have lunch or breakfast. So you can be through eating by the time. And everybody's invited. You don't have to be a veteran if you want to come see. And this week our guest speaker is Dr. Kanaka, Paul Kanaka. And I think he's going to talk about the fact that Reading has a doctor shortage. And he's talking about building a medical school here. I think that's
Dr. Danuka.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dr. Danuka, I think that is who your speaker is.
Yes.
Right, yes.
Yeah, so that'll be interesting. If somebody wants to find out about the medical school and what's going on with Dr. Ganuga, come join us for breakfast at the Country Waffle.
That's great.
It's coming Saturday.
He's so involved in this community. So,
he's open,
you know,
to the public.
Yeah.
He's a city councilman now.
Yeah. And so what time is that again?
Well, our business meeting starts at noon. We try to start at noon, but it should arrive an hour early if you're going to have lunch or breakfast, whatever you prefer. But everybody's invited.
Fantastic. Well, we've got to take a break, and we're going to come back.
This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair and Jeff Forst. That's right. Been doing this for over 30 years. I call him the Windshield Whisperer because there's nothing about repairing windshields that Jeff Forst doesn't know. Be it a small chip to a crack up to 2 feet in length, Jeff can fix it. You can't see it. I'm maybe exaggerating a little bit there, but it lasts. He guarantees it for the life of the windshield. If you're not sure, how about coming down for a free inspection and analysis at 3208 South Market Street? Car, truck, SUV, or RV. Brings it into a climate-controlled area, fixes it, and like I said, you know, in the old Red Rover, he fixed the crack, 8 or 10 inch crack back in 2008, and you still couldn't see it when I sold the Red Rover, you know, 5 months ago. That's the kind of work he does. You're not going to find it any better. Don't go to the ones on the side of the road and say, hey, I'll replace those little chips on your windshield. No. Go to 3208 South Market Street, Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Give them a call, 530-241-8373 for an appointment. Locally owned, locally operated, and it's a veteran-owned business. Crackmaster Windshield Repair. We'll be right back with the Korean Veterans Association.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number, and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Financial Advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. with friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
With the stars and stripes. And the eagle flies.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. It's National Hot Dog Day today. Just thought everybody should know that. There's 816 hot dogs eaten every second between Labor Day and Memorial Day. How about that? Or Memorial Day and Labor Day. 816. Because they sell, that's how many billion hot dogs they sell during the summer.
And I had one last night.
Did you?
And we're back with the Korean Veterans Association, not Korean War Veterans, but Korean Veterans Association, Frank Rose and Dick Wilkinson. And we talked a little bit about the dictionaries, where they provide dictionaries for a third grade class at what school? You remember Sequoia? No, not Sequoia. What school? Or is it a number of schools?
Six of them.
Oh, six schools. Okay.
Yeah.
But now you've got other fundraisers you want to talk about. So let's listen.
As I'm helping two organizations fundraisers, I'm not a member of either one. The first one is the Reading Grains, and it's closely associated with the Sons of Italy. And they're having a special fundraiser. They're having a roof problem. They need money to repair the roof. And it's a raffle. The 200 tickets are going to be sold for a Ruger LC9 NRA Special Edition 9mm, and it comes with 300 rounds of ammunition. And tickets are only $10, and you do not have to be there to win. I have lots of tickets for that. They're having the dinner meeting and the drawing is August 9th, and their location of the Reading Grange is 4850 Cedars Road, and their dinner is a $25 for a 10-ounce steak dinner with baked potato, green beans, salad, and garlic bread. And I have tickets for that too, if anybody'd like to have them. Anyway, give me a call. My phone number is 530-246-9131. I have tickets for both the dinner and the gun raffle. You do not have to be there to win this handgun. And another one I'm helping is called Roots Farm. It's a special school. I'm not a member of this either. And they are having three raffle items. One is a Taurus 8.56-38 special revolver. There's only 100 tickets. Those are $10. I have tickets for that. And then there's Sig Sauer P365 9mm, and those tickets are $25 or five for $100. I have tickets for that too. And it's for a special fundraiser for this school, it's called Roots Farm Education School. And also they're having a 50-50 raffle, and there's 1,000 tickets being sold, and the drawing won't be until the tickets are sold. On these two handguns I just said, it's August 1 is when the ticket's going to be drawn. This fundraiser, there's 1,000 tickets at $5 each, and one person's going to win $2,500 and only $5 tickets. So I got those tickets too. And again, my number is 530-246-9131. And come by and help these people with their fundraisers.
So that's your niche besides doing your Christmas lights and your Halloween lights, is that, you know, Commander, you get in there and they go, we know the guy that can help sell gun tickets, help the 20.
Dick Wilkinson.
Yeah.
Can sell tickets.
Yeah. I hear your name.
Here you can, so much. This man can sell tickets, and I don't know who he sells them to.
You know,
he's got an extended family, and I'm not sure if you just...
No.
Buy a ticket from Grandpa.
You know, for the last year for Marine Corps, I went down Bocelli at businesses, and I have a foot in the door. That card I just gave you?
Yes.
I said, do you ever go look at the Christmas lights?
Oh, yeah.
And he said, yeah, 90% of people have been there.
Yes, they have.
And I said, well, that's my wife and I have that place, and that kind of makes me legitimate.
Yeah.
And I said, well, I'm not talking about that. I said, do you know what year the Marine Corps was formed? When? November 10th, 1775. And there, on that date, every year the local Shasta Marines has a big ball at the casino, and they're, they always raffle off guns, and he said, that's what I'm here for. I'm selling gun tickets. And,
okay.
And it works.
It works. Well, they probably figured, you know what? There was a lot of memories of people driving through and seeing the lights at Christmas time.
Thousands of people don't know my wife and I, Francis, but they know our home, you know, so they come by all the time. So it kind of gave me a...
Okay. So is... We got all that done? Because I just have something I need to add. It has nothing to do with this before we break. Are we okay?
Yeah,
I got something to talk about. Well, go on. You finish.
This is a quickie. John Baker, who's a member of our chapter, he has a property that has had to cut down trees because of the insurance, and now he's got these rounders of all different types of wood, and they need somebody to cut them up. And you can, if you help cut them up, you can get the wood free. So all he needed to do is get rid of the lumber.
Okay.
And his phone number is 530-921-8650. That's John Baker for cutting wood that's
now,
free.
It's, you don't have to split it. You're just cutting it into rounds then.
Like you cut logs. The rounds and you got to split them. And at the splitting those rounds is what you take free home with you.
Does he have a splitter there?
Yeah.
Does he have a splitter?
Yeah.
Okay. So you can split the wood right there.
Yeah.
All right. Cool.
He needs to get rid of it.
Hey, the other day we talked about permits and permitting water heaters and the fact that they just raised, by the way, it was $150 and you can do it online. And then there was with some of the listeners, there was some confusion, and I guess me too, is then you would send everything in online, and then they, the photos and everything, and then they would look at it and say, okay, fine. But it was $150, and the question was, why does it cost $150? Well, after inquiring, the inquiring mind wants to know, and Camille Woodstrom from city manager's office researched it and put me in touch with Chip. And here's what it is. They've raised the price, by the way, from $150 to $220. The same for a commercial or a homeowner's inspection permit. And it's not done online. You can get the paperwork and put it in, but then an inspector comes out to your house and checks it. And I said, why do you have to do that? Why can't you send in photos? And he goes, because we've had nefarious contractors or people that will take photos from different areas, not of the one they did, and they'll send it in. So we send an inspector out, and it's not just the band that holds it there. It's the venting of the, you know, if it's gas, it's venting, it's making sure everything is attached, and that's why it costs $220 now. So I'm not saying I agree with it. I'm not saying I disagree with it.
Bring it up to code.
But they're making sure it's code at that. Whereas in Texas, you can build a house without a permit.
Well, what you don't want to have is a leaky water heater that explodes. You
want to make sure it's been, and the whole thing is safe.
Right.
And I understand what they're doing. You know, they want to make sure if you're going to put something in, that you've got the proper safety in there that's vented, that it's everything's connected the way it can. So there's your answer, Brian. And I'm not the one that makes the rules. I'm still pissed off about this new fine they're putting on tobacco stores because of vaping. That's, I'm just still irritated by that and wrote an email to the city council. I don't even use tobacco. So, but it's just.
Thanks a lot for being with us,
thanks
guys.
For us today. Hey,
when
Carl
we come back,
venting, so.
When we come back from the break, from the news, we're going to have the Shasta County Sheriff's Office with us.
All right.
And we'll be right back.
From Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour, townhall.com. I'm Jason Walker. Wholesale inflation pressure solidly under control. U.S. producer prices unchanged. Labor Department says its producer price index unchanged in June from May and up 2.3% from a year earlier. Senate has advanced a request from the White House to claw back billions in funds for international aid and public broadcasting.
The request, known as a rescissions package, cleared its first procedural hurdles late Tuesday with the help of Vice President J.D. Vance. The Vice President cast two tie-breaking votes after three Republicans joined all Democrats in opposing it. Earlier Tuesday, Senate Majority Leader John Thune appeared uncertain if he had the votes to advance it, but moved ahead with a pair of procedural votes later in the day. Republican Senator Susan Collins of Maine, Mitch McConnell of Kentucky, and Lisa Murkowski of Alaska voted against moving forward. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
Also at townhall.com, despite President Trump's 50-day ultimatum for Moscow to end its war in Ukraine, new Russian drone strikes hitting at least four cities in the central part of Ukraine, wounding more than 15 people.
Vinnytsia is one of four Ukrainian cities pounded Tuesday into Wednesday morning. 400 Shahed and decoy drones launched, as well as one ballistic missile, the Ukrainian Air Force says. At least 15 people have been injured in the strikes in all, that mostly targeted energy infrastructure. The latest bombardment in Russia's escalating aerial campaign comes ahead of a September 2 deadline set by President Donald Trump for the Kremlin to reach a peace deal in the three-year war under the threat of possible severe Washington sanctions if it doesn't. I'm Charles Delesma.
Israeli military launching a rare airstrike in the heart of Damascus early today, hitting a Syrian Defense Ministry building as clashes in the region continue to flare up. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hey, everybody. Charlie Kirk here. As executive director of Turning Point USA, a national radio host, podcaster, husband, and father of two, my schedule is about as crazy as it can possibly get. 2 years ago, I made the decision to take control of my health, and I chose PhD Weight Loss and Nutrition because I needed a plan that fit my hectic lifestyle. I travel a lot, and my schedule changes every week, so I need something simple. They customized a plan for my body and my schedule, and I quickly lost 30 pounds. Now I have the energy and focus to get through my busy day. PhD will help you, too. They won't let you fail. Just give them a call, schedule your weight loss consultation, and see if their program is right for you. Call 855-696-2020. That's 855-696-2020. The first 11 callers who mention the word healthy will get 2 weeks added to their weight loss package. Call 855-696-2020 and mention the word healthy or visit them at myphdweightloss.com. That is myphdweightloss.com. It worked for me and it can work for you. Myphdweightloss.com.
In Massachusetts, that assisted living facility fire that killed nine people, raising a lot of questions.
With questions over whether there were enough firefighters to respond and whether staff did enough to help. Gabriel House resident Lorraine Ferrara says only a few staffers were working Sunday night.
And they left us alone and ran out into the parking lot and were running up and down the parking lot. I was hanging out the window, help, help, and they just kept running.
About 50 firefighters responded, including 30 who were off duty. Questions have also arisen about the facility's safety and disaster preparedness. I'm Julie Walker.
In Texas, the death toll from flooding now stands at 134. And rough weather in the Northeast. Two people in New Jersey have died and their car was swept away by floodwaters. Dozens of flight delays and cancellations at nearby airports. Breaking news and analysis, townhall.com.
The only U.S. producer of rare earths is getting a boost.
MP Materials, the operator of the only rare earths mine in the United States, has signed a $500 million deal with Apple. The agreement aims to boost production of magnets used in iPhones, as well as other high-tech products like electric vehicles. The U.S. Defense Department announced a $400 million investment in MP Materials last week. China dominates the market for rare earth elements, which are vital for military and tech applications. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
National Basketball Association appears to be a step closer to expansion. Commissioner Adam Silver says the league's been asked by owners to study the issue in a long process toward adding franchises. Right now, Las Vegas and Seattle are considered to be the front runners should the NBA decide to expand past its current 30 teams. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Hey, good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Today, the 16th of July, 8:05 in the morning, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Dave's at the helm 3 days in a row.
Oh, yeah. Hey, be here all 5 days this week.
That's right. Ooh, okay. Now.
Enjoying every minute of it.
Well, so are we. It's always good to have a pro from Dover coming in.
Appreciate it.
Hey, what national day is it today?
Well, it's National Hot Dog Day.
Yep, it sure is.
Yep, and National Corn Fritter.
Corn Fritter Day?
Yep.
What's a corn fritter?
I think you take some corn, mash it up, and throw it on the skillet.
Oh, is that what it is?
Something well, shouldn't like you know you're from a southern boy?
Well, I've eaten corn fritters, but I'm thinking it's corn fritters. It's kind of like a cornbread, but maybe it's deep fried. I'm not sure. I'm going to have to look it up. And good morning, lovely Linda.
Well, good morning. I was looking up corn fritters myself as you were talking about it. Yeah, you got to fry it.
Yeah, it's what it is. Yep. It's kind of like a hush puppy. But doesn't have all the different things.
Deep fryer for 365 degrees. So, yeah, you're taking your mash and your corn and all that stuff. Anyway, good morning, everybody. It's going to be about 98 today. Currently 73 degrees outside, which is really amazing. Clear skies tonight with overnight lows of 66. And when we say clear, meaning that we're not going to have any thunderstorms on the horizon as of yet. Throughout the week, we are under triple digits. On Thursday, 97. Friday, 98. Saturday calls for 99 as well as Sunday. 99 hot, but still under that triple digit weather, okay? Not a big amount of wind or rain or thunderstorms. It's just pretty status quo as what you see today. The weather is always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, located in Anderson, where they always give senior and veteran discounts. Veteran-owned company as well. 365-3793. Give them a call and see how they can help you out with your propane and gas needs.
Okay, we are here with Undersheriff Gene Randall. And... yeah, Gene
Welcome.
Randall. I don't know why I was thinking. I know that was right, but I had to think. Hey, there's a big question right now, Undersheriff.
Well, good morning, by the way. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, good morning. Thank you for having me.
Yeah.
We have reports of mountain lions along the Sacramento River Trail. Did you see that?
I did. I saw the report this morning.
Yeah. One. Is there one?
Well,
two?
They're thinking that a Redding Park employee did see a mountain lion, even though there have been a few reports of mountain lion sightings along the Sacramento River Trail, and then one of the employees saw it, and then they went out to make sure, and yep, sure enough, there's a mountain lion out there.
Think they're coming down because of the fires?
And yeah. One out at Whiskeytown National Recreation told a park employee they'd seen a mountain lion, and the employee went to the area where the big cat was seen to investigate and spotted a mountain lion. We assume it was the same lion. So... you might want to keep your dogs in at night and your cats.
And watch when you're walking. Hello. So, Undersheriff, as Undersheriff, do they still call you? Do you get to be called Sheriff?
No, I don't. That's reserved for our elected official, Michael Johnson.
Okay.
He's the sheriff, and then undersheriff would be his number two guy.
He's the executive officer of the operation.
All right.
Correct.
Well, tell us how you got here. I mean, you've been on before, Jim, but we always have new listeners coming in.
Right.
How did you come to Redding, or maybe you're just a Redding boy?
Yeah, no, that's a great question. So I am a Shasta County native. I grew up just on the other side of Cottonwood Creek in Tama County. So I attended school at Evergreen, graduated from Red Bluff High School.
Okay.
And then started college not really knowing what I was going to do. I started right here at Shasta, finished the Administration of Justice program once I decided I wanted to go into law enforcement. And at the ripe age of 20, I was hired by the Plumas County Sheriff's Office. So I had the privilege of serving the residents in that community for about 4 years.
Where was that again?
In Plumas.
Oh, in Plumas.
Yeah, just
okay.
Next door to us.
Right.
And then it was time to come back home.
Now, did you go to you had to go to post, though?
I did, yeah. I put back
Do you graduate from, like, Shasta with your criminal justice degree, and then you go on to post? Is that how it does?
Or? Yeah, I mean, you don't necessarily have to take that track. That was the one I elected to do, and it worked well for me. I put myself through the academy. And, you know, 26 years ago, it was a lot different. It was most of the people self-sponsored and put themselves through the academy and then tried to find a job.
Right.
Now, most of the people are sponsored, and there's maybe one or two people that are unaffiliated with an agency. So that's one paradigm shift that I've seen in my career.
Okay.
But I decided after 4 years it was time to come home. I got hired by the Red Bluff Police Department, worked there for about 7 or 8 years. And then had my eye on Shasta County, wanted to get back to being a deputy. I really preferred the work of a deputy over being in a police department, and transferred up here. And just it's been a great place to end my career. I've had an opportunity to do a wide variety of assignments when I was working prior to being an administrator.
Let me ask you this: you'd rather be a sheriff's deputy than work in a police department? Why? Differences? What was the main thing?
Yeah, I think the main difference for me was the lateral mobility throughout the entire county.
Yeah.
So in a police department, you're kind of in your beat area,
sure,
and you're dealing with a lot of the same people, a lot of the same crimes. Not a lot of variety there. But if you go from like Palo Cedro to Lakehead, it's a completely different community. And so I like having the change. And then also the sheriff's office offers a lot more in terms of specialty assignments. I mean, we have boating safety, search and rescue, the coroner's office,
okay,
the jail.
So it's a variety of assignments, a much larger area that you can be involved in. Now, I understand that. Everything's new.
Right.
You don't have to go down the same streets every day.
Yeah, and I like it because in my experience, it's been a lot more problem-oriented where, you know, we show up and we got to tell people, hey, we're your neighbors. You got to live together. Let's try and negotiate a truce here and figure some things out. And I think the job satisfaction was there for me.
Yeah. You've got to be, when you come up, if there's two neighbors yelling and screaming, you know, it's going to take you hours to get back there. So yes, you're then the peacemaker. You hope.
Indeed. Yeah.
Okay. You've got to be running around to different places today, don't you? I'm losing Linda today.
Well, thank you. And it was wonderful having you on and meeting you today again, once again. Thank you for your service, really. We love our first responders and all that you do to help keep our community safe and keep a watchful eye on God, we need it.
On our county here, yeah. Okay, well, be careful out there. I'm here with Undersheriff Gene Randall, and who has a varied background, working in other agencies, but always wanted to get back to Shasta County and then in the sheriff's office here. And now you're number two in the sheriff's department. And okay, so we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, let's talk about your career here in the sheriff's office, because you came from Red Bluff,
yep,
I believe.
That is correct, sir.
Okay. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. And they have a new program in lung screening. The lung nodule screening program provides patients with an opportunity to screen for precancerous lung nodules before they progress into lung cancer. As we know, you catch cancer cells early enough, then you can eradicate those cells before they turn into a much larger problem. And they have the technology there to give a low-dose computer tomographic screening, and which will pick up these cells early, and then you can be treated for it. Again, the earlier you find them, the much better chance you have of living a full life. Lung cancer kills so many people because it's not caught before it metastasizes. So they have this lung screening at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Go to ShastaRegional.com and click on the lung screening, lung nodule screening program, and see what it is. And if you've had cancer in your family, maybe this is a program you want to take a real close look at. We'll be right back with Shasta County Sheriff's Office.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Workers' compensation cases can move really slowly, and it's frustrating. Don't get pressured into hiring the first law firm you meet with just because they were fast to get you on their schedule. Your case impacts every aspect of your life. You want a local attorney that understands that and will get you the best outcome. Interview Patrick Orman of Gorman Law to see if he is the right attorney and to see if you really need an attorney. He will tell you the truth. Call 530-262-2168 or schedule online at Gorman Comp Law. Consultations and workers' comp are always free.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Are you looking to take your business to the next level? Don't let staffing issues or HR red tape stop you from growing. The most successful businesses are those that have mastered their HR and staffing needs, and they have done it with O2 Employment Services. Finding qualified help is harder and more expensive than ever. HR regulations are getting more and more complex and confusing. For over 20 years, O2 has been providing the foundation successful businesses need to grow, assisting employers with their HR, payroll, workers' comp, benefits and staffing. Partnering with O2 gives you the expertise you need to manage your business and employees. Outsourcing your HR and staffing is no longer a luxury. It's a necessity for successful businesses, and it is more affordable than you think. Let O2 show you how we can help you reduce your HR complexities, hire the right talent, and get back to growing your business. Call O2 today at 530-223-4674 or visit us online at o2es.com.
Summer travel is here, and it can be tough on a vehicle. Whether it's dust or dirt, pollution or road grime, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. They offer car wash packages starting at $11. Quick and Clean's gentle, automated pull-through wash includes a hand scrub pre-clean and a personal towel dry exit. Save money, save water at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website, havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Hey, welcome back to Pre-Fire Radio here in the studios of Wind River Resort and Casino, sponsored studios at 1326 Market Street, downtown Redding. Hey, guys, your last privately owned, locally owned radio station in town. So we appreciate your support. We appreciate your listening. We love all of our sponsors, and we hope that when you hear who our sponsors are, that you go out and shop local and tell them, hey, you heard it on KCNR. We're here with Undersheriff, Shasta County Undersheriff, Gene Randall. And we just, you know, the first segment, like we always do, is find out how he got here. And he's got a varied experience, but he's a hometown boy, really. And then came to work here at the Shasta County Sheriff's Office. And you worked your way up to be the Undersheriff, which is, you could say, the executive officer, the number two guy in the whole department. What are you all doing to attract all these people that are coming to the Shasta County Sheriff's Office?
Well,
it seems like every time I turn around on Facebook, you got a new face. And they're not like, it's not like, oh, community service. These are like some big boys up there that you all signed up.
Yeah, it's great that you mentioned the Facebook platform, because that's one of the social media platforms we use to share with the community what's going on with their sheriff's office.
Now, I look at that all the time, because a lot of times you hear things that are, I mean, it's just rumor control, right? Well, I heard that when I was in the bathroom in third stall from the left. But on your Facebook page, and you put out the, your updates from, your public affairs guys,
press release.
Yeah, it's a press release. Yeah. From your public, mates. He's pretty much up on getting it too, but it's the Facebook page that you catch at first, I think.
Yeah, no question about it. We communicate with a lot of people. We have a lot of followers. When we push out messaging, Facebook is one of our prime platforms, and Tim Mapes does a great job managing that, from everything to our media releases, putting together videos on our investigations that we've completed, and even the evacuation orders, and what's going on with the fires and some of our natural disasters.
Well, the social media has taken on, this isn't a social media show, I mean, with us today, Gene, but social media, does it make it harder or easier?
I think a little bit of both. I think it's great from a First Amendment standpoint that people could go on and social media and talk about the government. Even if it's negative comments, we take the feedback seriously. And we do look into the complaints, even if they do come in from social media.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's part of just our professional standards and quality control of our work. But on the flip side of that, we could share a lot of the positive information that's going out to the community, and showcase the talent of our employees and the good work that they're doing to keep the public safe.
Do you see? Do you have somebody just? I don't think this is a secret. Do you have somebody just watching social media, different platforms, to see if there's some strange things?
We have different investigative assignments that do watch social media, not necessarily anyone in particular.
Right, right.
We do monitor our comments that come in on Facebook, like I said, because the community input is very valuable to the sheriff and I, and you know, with the professional standards of our organization. But as far as one person just dedicated to watching social media, no, we don't have that position.
Well, you know, I was wondering, because there's a lot of things you see on social media. Like, I'll see something on Facebook, and I'm like, what the heck are they talking about? And then it kind of, like, disappears. But I thought, that looks like that's violence getting ready to start, or it's been violent. And I don't know. I don't pay a lot of attention to Facebook. I don't belong to the what are these other? WhatsApp and Snapchat, and what are the other ones?
Tic-tacky.
Yeah, I don't do any of those. So Facebook, it's usually for birthdays. But I do like to see when things are on and that are going on around town. Now, there has been, in the last few days, y'all have put out a statement about something that happened up in Igo.
Yeah.
Igo Ono area. It was serious enough that the sheriff put a statement out. Can you address that?
Yeah, I can. The sheriff wanted to put out a strong statement coming out against hate crimes. And we're investigating a hate crime that was fairly serious over in that area. And the sheriff felt it was appropriate to address the community and let them know his stance as far as hate crimes goes, and that we want Shasta County to be a zero-tolerance place for any type of hate crime. So if anybody is in the community that's aware of a hate crime that's occurring, or know somebody that's a victim of a hate crime and perhaps they don't feel comfortable coming forward, please encourage them to report those incidents to their local law enforcement so they could be addressed.
Yeah, this thing was happened out there, and the only thing I know is from police reports and stuff. A guy went over to somebody's property and was yelling at him and threatening him, but the whole thing was over who they were and not what had been done, or at least that's what it looked like. And there's a lot of pejorative comments made. So it enough to it raised the level to the hate crime thing.
Yeah, right. Well, I can't get into specific details about it.
I know. I'm just saying things I read.
Yeah. But, yeah, you're right on track. We want to have a zero-tolerance policy, and it shouldn't matter who you are or what you look like. You should feel safe here in Shasta County.
Yeah. Shasta County is a very large county. We know that. I mean, are we maybe we're bigger than Delaware or something, or Rhode Island, who knows. Not that that makes any difference. Yeah. But we are huge out here. And you see a variety of people in Shasta County. I mean, a real variety. From our purple-haired, droopy ears, left wing, to a very, you know, overall tobacco-chewing, very far right wing. Not that you have to be either one of those to be left or right. But there is, the vast majority, of course, we're all in the middle, one way or the other. Do you ever get any, do you ever have any problems out in the hinterlands with, you know, things like that? Hey, there's a militia out here.
Not so much. For the most part, I think that I agree with your analysis. I think that a lot of people in Shasta County are pretty moderate in that respect.
I think most people here in Shasta County, we're just like everybody else, you know, that's the vast majority. But then you have your friends on both sides who are very much alike, by the way. No, your far left and your far right, they both want anarchy in a way. And to me, they've got a lot more in common than they do with the rest of us in the middle. Yeah, it's just my opinion.
Yeah, and I mean, for political ideology purposes, I tend to agree with you. But I think, you know, Shasta County is a beautiful place. We've got two wonderful lakes with Shasta and Whiskeytown. And we get to live and be a part of nature, and perhaps even starting off with that mountain lion story.
Isn't that something?
We're here with these beautiful natural resources, but sometimes we got to stop and remember that there are some dangerous animals out there that could be an issue of public safety, but it's their land too, and I think we do a great job sharing it with them.
Yeah. If you haven't seen Fufu, Fufu the poodle, in a couple of days, you may want to go out and start checking some DNA.
Hey, Carl.
Yeah.
Hey, Shasta County is three times the size of Rhode Island.
Of course it is. How about Delaware?
I'll check on it.
Okay. Delaware, Rhode Island.
No, I think it's interesting to bring up that demographic and how large the county is geographically, and the challenges it presents even for the sheriff's office.
I can't imagine, because when you guys go out there, your backup is not like 4 minutes away rolling in from three different directions. Your backup could be an hour or more.
Oh, there's no question about that. Patrol in a larger geographical area like ours definitely requires a lot of forecasting and critical thinking in your approach to officer safety. Thankfully, I mean, it's getting a lot better since our staffing levels have increased to where we're almost fully hired up on our deputy sheriff position. So that link to backup is getting a lot closer and a lot safer for the deputies.
Good.
And I think the main thing is the culture shift is we want our deputies being proactive. We want them fighting crime. We want them throwing criminals in jail where they belong.
Well, you've also got, if I understand right, before we take our break, you've also got Highway Patrol out there, fishing game. And a lot of people don't realize fishing game go through post also and got the same arrest stuff. Is there any other groups? Let's see, Highway Patrol, Fishing Game, you all. Are there other?
Yeah, you know, one of our big partners out there on patrol that they don't tend to be recognized too much is Cal Fire. But we got a great group of Cal Fire peace officers that work hand in hand with our deputies.
Cal Fire peace officers. Now, just first, I guess maybe I should have known about this. Are they're post-trained and
also? Yeah, they attend a post academy and they're full peace officers. And,
really?
Yeah, when you get out in those outlying areas, I mean, sometimes they're right there for your backup. And we work hand in hand with Cal Fire. It's a great professional organization, and the peace officer that they have assigned in our area, I've worked with a lot of them over the years, and I can't say enough thanks to them. They really help us out.
Did they investigate arson or possible arson, or what would a Cal Fire peace officer do, which is really not in your bailiwick, but, I mean, I'm just surprised that they have them.
Yeah, I think I couldn't answer intelligently what all their duties are, but I think primary function is the arson investigation. But I think in the context in which I'm bringing it up is to thank them publicly for coming out and helping our deputies.
Oh, that's great. I'm glad to hear that. No, I didn't know that. So, okay, hey, we're with Undersheriff Gene Randall, and we got to take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue, across the parking lot from the old Lucky Miller's, just to make so you can know exactly where it is. Founded in 1960, been in the same spot since 1967. The only place I go to get a haircut, the only place I've gone since I've lived in Reading, somehow found them. And have never left, never had a bad haircut. I can make an appointment with them by calling 530-244-9478. Set up a time that works for me, roll in, get my haircut, and roll out, or like I do sometimes, hang around and just listen to what's happening in our town. It's not a hair salon, my friends. It's a barbershop, and it's a really good one. Man's Last Stronghold. Cypress Square Barbershop. We'll be right back with Undersheriff Gene Randall of the Shasta County Sheriff's Department.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Now open at Turtle Bay Museum, Discover Steampunk, an exhibition for all ages.
Featuring futuristic technology inspired by 19th century Victorian designs.
Steampunk reimagines steam-powered machinery and gadgets as modern inventions. Discover Steampunk is on display at Turtle Bay Museum by the Sundial Bridge in Reading.
And is produced by the Imagine Team, free for members or included with paid admission.
Discover this and much more at turtlebay.org.
Hey, Redding, say big on Black Bear Diner's new basket bundles. Get your paws on a choice of sandwich, side, and drink for only $11. A great meal at a great price. Basket bundles, now available at Black Bear Diner. Be sure to stop by for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Black Bear Diner just added 4 brand new and 4 returning classics to the menu. Black Bear Diner, 2205 Hilltop Drive. Get big value and so many choices at Black Bear Diner.
Black Bear Diner.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs. Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients.
experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
It was on the streets of Pinar del Rio. You remember the smell of her hair. You thought, white gardenias. You shared dinner, then coffee. Then came that beautiful aroma of the cigar. You forgot her name, but not the cigar. La Roma de Cuba, mi amor. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
No pensé que fueras a...
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio, sponsored by the Wind River Resort and Casino. It's 8:35 in the morning, and it's on the 16th of July, which is National Hot Dog Day. I'm not going to get over that. What did I say? 618 or 816 hot dogs eaten every second. I think it's
800.
800 hot dogs eaten every second between... Labor Day and Memorial Day. That's how many hot dogs going on out there. Since it's National Hot Dog Day, if you go down to Wiener Schnitzel, if they are participating, you can get 4 chili dogs for $1 plus tax. If they are participating, it's not every location. But I'm here with Under Sheriff Gene Randall from the Shasta County Sheriff's Department. We talked about, there was a, press release from the sheriff's office about a hate crime. It's considered a hate crime that happened up Igo Ono area, and how that was addressed. Person was arrested and everything. I found out, and probably a lot of you already knew this, is that Cal Fire has a police department, or has a law enforcement division of it, that are some of the people that help our sheriff's department when you're out in the middle of nowhere, and besides the highway patrol and the fishing game, which you know about, also the Cal Fire could be up there too as a backup. So that's great. You have a new substation.
Indeed we do.
And when you told me about it, I kept thinking Park Marina Drive, but your substation is out off of Airport Road.
Yeah, that's correct. It's our South County substation. It's our largest patrol station for the sheriff's office. And so it's commanded by a lieutenant. We have 4 sergeants out there and about 30 deputies.
Wow. Okay.
And that they cover a big territory, though. They cover all the way up to the Siskiyou County line and down to Tehama County line, and then all the way to Shingletown, and then up toward Trinity.
That's about as far as you can go, isn't it?
It is, yeah. And then, we have a Burney station as well, which is also commanded by a lieutenant. And there's a couple sergeants and a handful of deputies up in that area.
All right. So this one is this opened up, what, about a year ago?
Yeah. You know, our CAO's office just did a fantastic job. They acquired a building, did a renovation, and... it is just a state-of-the-art substation. We've opened it up for an open house with all of our equipment last year, the ribbon-cutting ceremony.
Yeah. And I do remember that.
Yeah, and the deputies, I think, are really happy with the workspace over there. And in addition to being a patrol substation, it's going to serve as our emergency operations center.
Okay.
And we have a huge training space. It's got a big TV that we can run PowerPoints on, run trainings for just about anything. And it's a great asset, I think, for the region.
Okay, and it opened up last year, and you've got – is it – how many sheriff's deputies are there? How big is the department?
So we have 236 full-time employees.
Okay.
And we have about 87 correctional deputy positions.
Okay.
Pretty close to 100 sworn deputies.
Okay, and is that close to what you need?
I think that we're working with our CIO's office and adding a couple positions here and there. We're definitely light years in front of where we were 10 years ago.
Well, 10 years ago, probably 5 years ago, we were short.
Yeah, 5 years ago, we're light years ahead of that mark.
Yeah,
as well. I mean,
yeah.
We're doing really well in hiring, and like I said earlier, We're about full staff, so we're going to be looking at maybe a few more lateral transfers, hopefully, that want to come over. But we're going to have the positions flying soon. So if you're out there and you're listening, you're a lateral and you got good experience, integrity, and honesty, then we're looking for you.
Get to wear a cool green shirt.
Oh, yeah.
Can you wear a cowboy hat out there?
You know, I don't think that's in our policy any longer as
Too
far
bad.
As patrol.
Too bad.
But I think there are certain instances where we can. I know the sheriff.
Rodeo week.
Yeah, he certainly likes to celebrate rodeo week.
Yeah. Where
my wife and I are box holders for the rodeo 3 out of 4 nights.
Well, I tell you what, the... Do y'all get involved in the policing of that? That's the city, right? Or do y'all get involved in that too?
Yeah, to a certain extent. So the city of Reading has the traffic control and that type of function for the municipality. Yeah. But if they call for help, then we'll definitely send them help.
Well, now you've got various volunteer groups too, and I signed up to volunteer. Gosh, a few years ago. So I went through all the background and all that. So I guess I can still volunteer. But they have a mounted search and rescue group that you see, in a parade. And, but you also, you see them during the rodeo. They're out there helping. But what is their mission? Because you've got a variety of search and rescue groups that are out there.
Yeah, specifically for the mounted posse, we use them for extensive searches, areas that obviously we can't traverse in our vehicles, and horseback is going to be the preferred method. They're obviously on horseback, they're sitting up, it's a little bit slower pace, and they can see for great distances.
Yeah.
And so when the terrain gets a little bit too rough, we have a handful of folks over there that fill out that that sheriff's office posse. And we rely on them all the time. They're great folks. When we pick up the phone and call, they answer.
Well, yeah, and they now that may be something to be interested in. But you also have Jeep groups and side by sides and motorcycles.
Yeah,
got the whole gamut there.
We really do. I mean, snowmobile teams are Jeepers. They are a critical component when we're doing evacuations, especially like with the Green Fire.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of people don't realize it is mostly Forest Service land, but we do have some pockets where there's a house or two up there. And when we can't get to those areas in conventional patrol vehicles, then the Jeepers are who we rely on. And that's another wonderful group of fantastic people.
And all of these are volunteers.
Yeah, they're all volunteers.
Did they get reimbursed for gas or anything? Or
Yeah, there's certain things that we reimburse them for.
Yeah.
As far as, gas and wear and tear and things like that.
Well, what I see mainly from volunteers, that's secondary. They're out there to help, and then they're surrounded by other people just like them. It's kind of cool.
Oh yeah, they're called the public safety is noteworthy to mention. They're just how what's the word I'm looking for? They're just very much engaged with the community and wanting to help and provide those services.
Yeah. Hey, is And I'm just throwing this out because I was just thinking about it. Because you mentioned about the fire and having to move people. What about moving animals? Does the sheriff's department have, through all your volunteers, do they have ways that people go out to, say, stables and help move horses or cows, I guess, from farms? That doesn't fall? I know it doesn't fall under your purview. But I know there's organizations out there that have been built that go out to try and help move animals out of danger.
Yeah, for the bigger fire events where we have evacuations or sometimes even just other disasters, like we had a breach in one of our levees in the canal a couple of years back. But we have our animal regulation officers. It's a four unit there's four animal regulation officers in that unit. And they help with a lot of coordination.
Mm-hmm.
And when we do have those events and there's nowhere for large livestock or horses or those animals to go, we coordinate with the fairgrounds. I know we've coordinated with Shasta. We've coordinated with Trinity to get ag passes and get people into those evacuation zones to get the animals out. Now, what I'd recommend is if you're on Genesis or one of our platforms and realize, hey, there's a fire in our area, think ahead, forecast it, and if it's not slowing down and it's hot and dry, chances are it's going to be tough to put out that fire. Think ahead and start moving those animals.
Yeah, we did that when they had the Manton fire. Even though we weren't, you know, they had, of course, the warning areas and then the evac areas. We weren't even in the warning area, but we were down in Palo Cedro, and it was, you couldn't tell how it was going to go. So a bunch of us moved our horses down to the Reading Rodeo Grounds.
And, yeah, and I would strongly recommend that. Don't wait till the last minute. Have a plan. Have a go bag with your medications. But more importantly, if it starts kicking off and you're starting to get into the ready set warnings, it's really time to start thinking about moving your horses and livestock.
Really, for moving, and especially when they're, if the roads, because if they're evacuating areas, those roads, especially those two-lane roads, are going to be full. So, yeah. Okay, hey, I'm here with Shasta County Sheriff, Undersheriff Gene Randall, and when we come back, we're going to find out what do you have to do to become undersheriff? It's not an elected position. It's one you get promoted into, if you don't mind me asking. Okay, we'll be right back.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
At Stifel Nicholas, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is financial advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
When it comes to quality lighting and electrical work, experience matters. Ed and Sons Electric has been in business for over 20 years, helping homeowners and businesses stay safe. From installing modern light fixtures to replacing outdated outlets, we ensure your home or office is functional, efficient, and up to code. Planning a new build? Don't leave your electrical work to chance. We'll help you design a layout and put outlets where you actually need them, and lighting that enhances every space. Ed and Sons Electric specializes in all aspects of commercial electrical work, including emergency power systems, large equipment installations, and overhead lighting solutions that meet today's standards for energy efficiency and safety. We take pride in our workmanship, our reliability, and our reputation. Call Ed, Nathan, and Justin at Ed & Sons Electric today for a free local estimate. 530-227-1553. That's 530-227-1553.
Need help with your health insurance? We've got you covered. At Shasta Community Health Center, we offer this free service to our community. Our enrollment counselors can assist you with new applications, renewals, troubleshooting, and answering your questions about covered California plans or Medi-Cal, also known as Medicaid or Partnership Health Plan. We're here to help you make the best choice for you and your family. Call our outreach and enrollment team at 530-229-5117 to get help today. Shasta Community Health Center, because SCHC cares.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR. You forgot to play me my hump song, buddy. You know what I'm talking about?
No. Hump day?
Hump day.
Oh, see, I didn't get the note from Ben.
It's Wednesday.
Oh, man.
It's hump day. So, too late. Can't play it tomorrow.
So what is the song?
No, it's like, hey, it's hump day.
You know, okay.
You've never done that? Oh, that's right.
I don't usually work on Wednesday.
You don't work on Wednesday. Yep. I tell you what you can do. If you go to my desk and see that green calendar there.
Yep.
If you bring that in there, I'd appreciate it. Okay. I am here with Undersheriff Gene Randall from the Shasta County Sheriff's Department. And you've been on now, I think besides the sheriff, you've been on the most. You've been on between a couple of sheriffs here. And how, you know, to be undersheriff, you've got that day-to-day operations. You know, you're the tactician. You know, you got your strategy up there with Mike Johnson, but you're the one that implements all this, comes up with the plans. How do you get to be undersheriff?
Great question. So sometimes I wonder that myself.
Sometimes you probably wonder, why am I doing this? But yeah, no, I'm kidding.
So I could tell you it's been one of the most exciting, dynamic, and I would say interesting positions that I've held. So my path, I mean, I don't want to bore the listening audience with 26 years.
No, but you've come in. Every time you've come in, you've had a different position.
I think that's a great observation. I think that I came in as a chief deputy coroner. I've been on the air. I've came in as a services captain, jail commander.
Jail commander.
So yeah, it's been a lot of fun. So my path to undersheriff really began. I started here in 2010. I did about an eyelash on patrol about a year, and I had a lot of investigative experience from the police department when I lateraled here. So I went right into major crimes. I spent about 4 years investigating robbery and homicide. And from there, I promoted patrol sergeant. I went out to Weekend Graveyard for a couple of years, which was the best thing. If anyone out there listening is a patrol sergeant, it's the greatest job in the agency. So stay there as long as possible. And then I promoted, went to the coroner's office.
It's kind of like being the gunnery sergeant in the Marine Corps. It's the best rank. It just is.
Oh, without a doubt. I had commanded the coroner's office as a chief deputy coroner for a little over 3 years, and then.
And what do you do with that kind of stuff? As you're the deputy chief coroner, that doesn't mean you're in there with the pathologist, does it? Or maybe it does.
Sometimes it would vary. If we had some cases where they needed to brief me in real time during autopsies. Sometimes when we get to death scenes or allied agencies, that's really the crux of the position is coordinating with the allied agencies that the coroners serve.
So your coroner's office takes care of the city.
Yeah. So we're in a sheriff coroner system where Michael Johnson is the sheriff coroner.
Right.
And then the chief deputy is a lieutenant that runs the day-to-day operations at the coroner's office. And it's an adjutant position directly to myself and the sheriff.
Okay.
But it's a lot of high-profile cases end up going through the coroner's office. And for me, it was a great learning experience. I worked with a wonderful pathologist, Deirdre Amaro. Unfortunately, she doesn't work with us anymore, and she moved on and went back east. So if she's out there listening, good luck to you, Deirdre. Miss you. Wish you'd come back. And I had a wonderful
forensic
team.
Pathologist. You said there's not that many of them anyway.
Yeah, with her credentialing, she had a subspecialty in neuropathology. Mm-hmm. So a lot of the surrounding counties, we were able to help out with her. But I think nationwide, there was less than 50 with her credentials.
With her credentials. She was here. Wow. She was pregnant, too. Didn't she have a baby here?
She did when she first started.
When she first started. Yeah, I remember that. Okay, so... You're the coroner, you're the deputy coroner for the whole county, which means any bodies or anything like that, or disasters or murders, whatever. You've got your people there to collect it all up, make sure the crime scene, blah blah blah. Okay, so you did that, and then you were what else?
So the position I promoted out of was services captain.
Okay,
and that's kind of a unique position where you have very few sworn officers in that division. It encompasses Office of Emergency Services, personnel hiring.
Oh, okay, HR.
Personnel delegate for the sheriff. Uh-huh. So there's a lot of connecting. And so I think the one piece out there for people that are looking to promote or that are doing that is make sure you take care of your education. I can't emphasize that enough. The higher you go in law enforcement, we're dealing with folks, you know, with radically different political ideologies.
Mm-hmm.
We're dealing with people, you know, across the board that have a completely different mission from law enforcement itself. And those make up all those the cogs in the wheel for the criminal justice system. But I think the more education a person has, the more successful they're going to be.
Well, that's a real good point. I know that it's always continuing education when I was in the Marine Corps. You know, different ranks, different schools, but we also had a tremendous, back then it was, correspondence, now it's online, courses where our Marines could do. So what kind of courses would you recommend to your people if they want to continue up through the ranks? Are we talking law enforcement or outside law enforcement?
I would recommend, taking something outside of law enforcement. You have elective courses, obviously, in the degree programs, and sure, put in some law enforcement courses there that will help you, you know, for the academy and being better prepared for that venture. But anything in public administration, organizational leadership, there's a great program at our local university for that. English is, you know, like I said, it's a great way to help you promote, because people that write well in law enforcement tend to perform well in law enforcement.
And people don't realize how important that is. If they're going through school and you can't write a report, or you get through school, but you can't write reports, I know it's sad, but it will drag down the whole department.
Yeah, and that's a great point to speak to. Having the education is really important this day and age, because we do a lot of teaching as managers as well. And I can't teach the deputies how to think or what to think, but we need to teach them how to think critically.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's the other thing, is thinking critically, because every time you turn around, there's a new report you have to do. This one, where every time you stop somebody, a five-page report you have to put in there? What's that called?
It's called a RIPA.
RIPA, that's it.
Yeah, so it's standing from the state of California to look at different racial groups and the interactions with law enforcement.
Well, you can't even ask people you've got to put down what you think their sex is and their age. You can't ask them. And I imagine that can get kind of in the race.
Yeah, it's definitely...
Without asking.
Right, it's definitely an interesting concept. But I think the demographic is going to be pretty much will speak for itself.
Okay, I'm sorry, I'm laughing. But you come up, you pull somebody over, it's dark, you're out there in the middle of nowhere, and you look inside, and, you know, you got a flashlight, and you're trying to figure out, okay, is this a guy or a girl? And it starts there. And you can't ask.
Carl, I saw where the governor, Gavin Newsom, he was even talking yesterday on a podcast about his confusion around gender things.
I know. You know, he's gearing up to run for president, and he is saying a lot of things, but let's forget that. That's a whole show. Okay, so Gene, we only got a couple minutes left. What do you want people to know about us? And, you know, I really would like to do law enforcement. And why the sheriff's office?
Well, I think any law enforcement, whether it be with, you know, Cal Fire as a peace officer or a police department, it's an honorable profession. And if you're qualified, able, and you're willing to do it, there's not many ways that you could give back to your community that I think is more of an admirable profession. So I'd recommend any agency, anybody that. But to answer the question, why the sheriff's office, why the Shasta County Sheriff's Office? We embrace a culture of proactivity and fighting crime and going out every day and protecting our citizens. That's what we do, and we are always pushing our deputies to be proactive, to get into the outlying areas. And everybody pays taxes out there, and we want to give everybody the service they deserve.
There you go. Can't get better than that. You're paying your taxes. You want to serve them.
That's
make
right.
Sure they're safe, and God forbid something happens, that you're there to help them.
Absolutely. I don't think there's, I've been doing this for 26 years, and it's been a wonderful career. And, I can't say enough good things, but you're not going to get rich doing it, but at the same time, you know, there's great employee benefits, great retirement associated with it. So there's some financial reasons to get in there as well.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's like anything. You've got a job. If you love doing your job, that, you know, the money becomes secondary, but yet you need that money for your family and, you know, to live.
Yeah, so, but the things that matter, too, is,
yeah,
you know, like you mentioned, your family. My kids have had great medical treatment and medical care through our benefit programs.
Yeah.
So I'm super thankful for our personnel that procures those.
Now, how old? What's your upper limit for somebody going to post?
So,
or can you even say, is that even something you even talk about?
Because you're putting me out of bounds a little bit.
Okay. I mean, age discrimination, all that. I got it.
So
if I got through post, could I get on to the Shasta County Sheriff's Department?
You know, we offer a couple different ways to join as a deputy. One of them is going to be through a cadet program where we send them to the academy
uh-huh.
as our employees, and when they come out, they're deputy sheriffs.
Uh-huh.
We take entry level. Those are folks that have went to an academy that
okay.
are unaffiliated and trying to get hired with an agency, and then uh-huh. we hire lateral.
Okay.
And those are usually
deputies. You notice how he didn't answer that about me coming on? Okay, I got it. Hey, Gene, thanks so much for being with us today. And be safe out there. Tomorrow we're going to have Good News Rescue Mission, Jonathan Anderson, and Simpson University will join us tomorrow. Have a great day. It's not going to be too hot out there. And God bless America.
Casey and our Shasta.